Now, friends, as we come to the 21st chapter of the Gospel of John, it's an epilogue. It's an afterthought, something that was added apparently after the Gospel itself was concluded. There are three incidents that are recorded in this chapter. There's that fishing experience on the lake, and then there is the breakfast on the seashore, and then Jesus announces the death of Simon Peter, and he calls him to service. In the first incident, the fishing experience, we see that he's to be the Lord of our wills. Breakfast on the shore, he's to be the Lord of our hearts. And then when Jesus announces the death of Simon Peter, he is the Lord of our minds. Now, we see here these men are out, well, they go a-fishing. And I'd like for you to see this lovely chapter because I think it, again, is one of those wonderful chapters that we have here. It's there at the Sea of Galilee, and so much that's connected with the ministry of our Lord before and after his death and resurrection is connected with the little Sea of Galilee. Now, it's a familiar spot, therefore, a very popular spot. It's the most famous body of water anywhere. Now, will you notice, we read verse 1, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, or the Sea of Galilee, and on this wise showed he himself. These are the circumstances. You remember he asked them to go up into Galilee, and there he would appear to them. Now they've gone there, and they are waiting. And we're told there were together Simon Peter, and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Friends, this is an amazing group that you have here. I like to call this the convention of the problem children. There was Simon Peter, fervent but failing, warm-hearted, and yet walking afar off. The man who was so impulsive and impetuous, yet affectionate and yet failed. And then there's Thomas, that magnificent skeptic who had a question mark for a brain. And then there's Nathanael. He was a doubter also at the very beginning. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? He's a wisecracker too, by the way. And he makes that wisecrack. And believe me, he in just a few moments was down on his face before the Lord Jesus. Then there was the sons of thunder, the sons of Zebedee, James and John. And these are the problem children. Have you ever noticed? This is the meeting of the problem children. And there are two other disciples. We can speculate who they are. Let me make a suggestion. You and I are maybe the other two, because if you have problem children, maybe you and I should be put in the crowd.